Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest right now is as part of the summit that we have on the cities within the global economy and the challenges we have in Puerto Rico. And my guest today is Alberto Lastra, who is the president of the College of Architects and Landscape Architects. Alberto, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Jorge. Thank you for having me.
And Alberto was one of the speakers and one of the panelists in this program. And what was your main message, Alberto, to the audience with respect to the challenge we face in Puerto Rico from an architect's point of view?
I believe that my message basically consisted of letting people know what do we have to do in order to get more development or a more assertive development in Puerto Rico. Right now, our zoning plans, they date back 60 years. They were done in the 50s, after the Second World War. So the whole urban sprawl, suburbia, you know, living outside, far away from the city, was the concept. That it happened, but it hasn't been fixed. It didn't work out. We have to go back to the cities to densify them, repopulate the cities, because we can't keep relying on working or traveling half an hour, 1 hour every day to work, spending gas. The gas pricing is not going down. So we have to live near the city, basically. We have to live near our schools, near our place of work, in a place, in a community that we can all relate and develop.
And what do you think, I guess let's take it from the two sides, what do you think the government has to do, if anything? And then what does, you know, private industry or private construction companies, architects, and business people have to do in order to achieve your vision?
Basically, we have to promote a new land use development plan. As I said before, it dates back it's from the 50s. It doesn't work anymore. And the zoning in that plan has to change. It has to change to become more apparent to the reality of its cities. What's happening is that when a manufacturer, merchant is trying to develop or do a new business, what he encounters is usually, and you probably heard of this, how the permit system in Puerto Rico, it doesn't work. The permits, you know, they take forever, 1 or 2 years to get it. Why? Because the zoning is outdated. And then you have to apply for a spot zoning. Yeah. That's what we call in Spanish consulta de ubicación.
Or variance from...
A variance, basically. Yeah, right. Those are consultas. And if you also want to develop something in a high density, you also have to go to a spot zoning or variance to the planning board. And that takes time.
And with the autonomous municipalities, are some of them doing it right, or some of them, good examples of the way we should be going, or are they also, when it's been delegated to the municipalities, is also a problem?
I think it's also a problem because what they did when they became autonomous, they have their own land use plans, but what they did, it was basically a copy and paste of the old plan.
Okay.
Most of them took the urban centers and they did a special zoning. But outside of the urban center, it's the same that the planning board has. They changed their names, but it's the same.
Okay.
So what was the big step? Nothing. It's still there.
So there, if you want to do something, you have to go through the consulta de ubicación and the changes and the variances,
exactly,
and everything else and all
environmental,
the time.
Exactly. You have to do environmental studies for almost everything. A spot zoning or variances, they usually take from 1 year to 5 years to do a project. Why? Because we're running on top of an outdated zoning layer. I mean, the layer is wrong. Once we modernize the zoning, let's put it like that, to our reality, then the permits shouldn't be a problem. You just choose the site, it has the right zoning, go ahead, get your loan, start constructing.
And at the end, you gave a vision, the 33 vision, was it?
Yeah.
Tell us what that is.
Well, the land use plan, it has to portray the future of Puerto Rico, right? We basically are drawing a plan saying we're going to develop these areas. But that plan basically is divided in three main sectors. One is the developed sector, basically what are we going to develop and build. The other one is agriculture, let's say another 33%. It's land, open land, for agricultural purposes. And the last 33% should be conservation. That land has to be conservated by law and has to be remain as it is. Right now we're having a problem because only 8% of the land in Puerto Rico is it's separated as a conservation land.
Only 8%, so.
So we have to grow on that part. So that's a 33% plan. 33 development, 33 agriculture, and 33 conservation.
Okay, so we have the portion from the public point of view, the government point of view, what has to be done to update all these plans and do an overall new vision of Puerto Rico. And what does the private sector have to do with, other than besides pushing that? What do you think is missing? Both, you know, from your profession, if anything, and from the business people in Puerto Rico, the Chamber of Commerce, what can we push? What can we do in order to push this vision forward?
I think we have to talk to each other somehow. For example, if you're a manufacturer in an industrial park, usually you go to your job every day, but you never talk to your neighbor manufacturer, for example. I guess if people get together in that sense, start talking, let's see, I want to expand, but there's no more land with the zoning I require, well, you should all get together.
Right.
And plan for that. The same for residential developments. I think that every residential development should have a pharmacy nearby, a supermarket, a school nearby. You know, if people get together, different residential associations get together, they can talk to the government in unity, basically. The same applies for merchants in cities. I live in Santurce, for example, and I know for a fact my street, there isn't an association for the merchants in Santurce. Some parts have it, but they don't talk to each other.
Right, right.
So if we as business owners start talking to each other, we get a group, you know, we get organized, then we can start making the change. And basically, you know, the cities, what do they need? Better security, better sidewalks, you name it. You start doing your laundry list of what you need as neighbors. And that's what we have to do.
Right, we
can't live as islands anymore. We have to get together in that sense.
I think the dialogue and working together, and as the keynote speaker at the luncheon, David Bernier, we have to work together, and that's the image, I think, and that's the goal. I think we have to do it. Hopefully, the chamber will help. Well, Alberto, thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I loved your talk, and we look forward to working with you and having you again on my show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Jorge. Take care.